This is NHPR News. I'm Peter Biello. A report from the online review site Yelp shows that more than 400 New Hampshire businesses have closed temporarily or permanently because of the coronavirus pandemic. Todd Bellamy Walker has more.
When Governor Chris Sununu ordered the first economic restrictions in March to help slow the spread of the virus, Chef Brendan Vesey panicked about what it would mean for his businesses. Vesey is the owner of two restaurants. One of them, the Joinery in New Market, shut down for good shortly after the pandemic hit New Hampshire. His second restaurant, Botanica, is now reopening, but he worries how he'll survive the colder months.
There's constantly this, you know, low-level worry that spikes at times about, well, what's going to happen in a month or 2 months or 3 months, you know, once the weather is no longer palatable or compatible for patios.
VC is one of hundreds of businesses that have gotten federal and state relief money, but he says it's not enough. A spokesperson for the state cannot confirm the Yelp numbers, but said business closures have been significant enough to affect tourism. Todd Bellamy Walker, NHPR News.